So today marks 1 year of Carlosophies, and I thought I would just do a quick free flow in my studio to talk about my key, I guess, lessons and learning in the past 12 months. It kind of feels like I've always been podcasting, and a year, it feels a lot longer, but also like the blink of an eye. It's kind of feels a bit like motherhood, actually. but I guess my key lessons, you know, I procrastinated on starting this bloody podcast for so long, and then I finally did it, and I realized that I was more capable than I thought I was. And I realized, you know, I guess over the period of the past 12 months, I've been so blessed and honored to have real, raw conversations with just shit hot women who are, you know, rocking at life in general, but also who aren't free of struggle and aren't free of fear and aren't, you know, have had their fair share of failure. And it's just been a real honor to explore those concepts with people, to realize that, you know, we're not alone. We are all plagued by these, you know, stories that we tell ourselves about what is possible and what isn't possible for us. And, you know, it's been an interesting journey, because I have moved through a lot of fear, and I've noticed the more that I do things, the easier it gets. So while my first interview, I mean, it was with Lisa, and I mean, let's be real, I was pretty drunk. No, it wasn't really. I'd had one beer. But, you know, it wasn't as nerve-wracking, because it was just like there. It just happened. It was a spur of the moment thing. But then once I added anticipation to it, it became more real and scary. And, you know, after that, I think I did interviews with Trudy Simmons and Maria Doyle, who were people who I knew, Trudy probably more so than Maria at that point in time. But it was still, God, I was so scared. I was so scared. And I used to do these, you know, big, I used to have these, what are they called, like rituals that I would do to like psych myself up before an interview. And they were things like, and I still do them today. But my nerves are a lot lower, and my trust in myself is a lot greater. And, you know, those kind of things involved spraying lavender oil around, rubbing some essential oils on my feet, getting clear on an intention, kind of moving the shift away from it being about me to about me just helping somebody share their story. And that little shift made such a huge difference in my nerves. I've really learned over the last 12 months the value in focusing on service, amongst other things, but that has been a real key for me, is to, you know, get over myself a bit. It's really just us in front of the way, you know, in front of the way that we want to go. It's just us, and we can get over it. And for me, that little switch has just been reminding myself it's not about me. It's not about me. It's not about me. And in the same respect, it is about me, because I love doing this. I love nothing more than sitting behind the mic and having these in-depth conversations with people and hearing their story and just, you know, diving into what fear is to them, what freedom is to them, defining these things. And, you know, it obviously led me to start Radcasters, which has now had 63 people go through it in the short 7 or 8, it's not even 7 or 8 months that it's been going. It has led me to some pretty cool places. Public speaking, which I've always wanted to do but never really had the opportunity to do before. It has taught me that I have something really, really important to share with the world, and I have to get out of my own way to make that happen, because I've realized the change, I've seen my potential, I've seen the impact that me being me has on the world, and I owe it to this planet to be more of that. So, you know, it's led me to this show up, speak up thing that I'm working on at the moment, which really does feel like a kind of my life's purpose. Last night I was lying in bed And I was thinking about how I was going to bring everything together and what the common theme was. And just three words came to me, and it was find your voice. And it everything just kind of fell in place. I was like, yes, but it's not even about like I had been told that before. Oh, your gift is helping people find their voice. And I was like, hang on, no, like I was thinking about it too literally, but really what it is that I help people connect to their inner voice. I help them get clear on what their stories are. I help them move that shit out of the way so that they can find their own voice. So it's find your voice. Not, you know, it's again, it's not about me. And that is a welcome relief to someone who has, you know, obviously I'm a little bit of a, what's the word? Not misogynist, that's not the right word. I'm a little narcissistic because, I mean, I have a podcast called Carlosophies. I pretty much live my life on social media, and I am very honest and brutal, and I'm on video and I'm there all the time. So there is a bit of me that is a little narcissistic, and I do like hearing the sound of my own voice. But what I'm really addicted to is the change that I can make in other people's lives just by being me and keeping it simple, you know, keeping it very simple. So, you know, I've moved from just starting a podcast, not really knowing, coming off the back of a big failure, coming out of my first year of motherhood, which was so fucking hard for me, and really figuring out again, connecting to me, connecting back to who I am, listening to my voice, following, like trusting myself. I've learned so much about trusting myself in the last 12 months. Oh my God, like, I get these little messages that come to me in the shower or when I'm walking on the beach, and I used to just keep that to myself. And now I'm like, oh, I have to share it with that person. And then I just share it, and I just frame it with, look, I don't really know why I'm sharing this with you. This came to me, take it or leave it, but I have to pass it on to you. And I've realized how strong my intuition is and how all this stuff is just muscles that you build. So by continually showing up, by continually speaking up, by continually trusting myself, you know, I'm making huge shifts in my life, and it's positively affecting the people around me. It's leading me to this place where I'm ready to start teaching other people how to find their voice and how to trust themselves and how to come back to who they really are without the bullshit stories, without the, you know, the stuff that we tell ourselves. And I'm ready. So it's been a monumental year. And probably, I wouldn't say it's the biggest year. Well, it probably is in some ways, but every year seems to be really big because I'm constantly on a learning and growing journey, and I'm embracing that about life. I dive in head first because what is the worst that can happen? Honestly, what is the worst that can happen? A bruised ego, losing $100,000, nobody showing up to my party, people not liking me, people, you know, thinking I'm an idiot, people, you know, it's all about them. It's not about me. And, you know, I'm so grateful for the past 12 months, and I'm so grateful for each and every one of you who have listened to a podcast, who have left a review, who have subscribed, who have told your friends, whether you've listened to one ep or every single ep, whether you have just come across me and this is the first time you've ever heard me, or whether, you know, you're in my Show Up Speak Up group and or you're a radcaster. Like, honestly, my life has been changed not only by me following my gut and owning the power of who I really am, but also in the connections that I've made, in the relationships that I've built over the last 12 months. They've been transformative, not just to me and not just to the people involved, but to everybody. So thank you. Thank you so much for being part of this last 12 months. I haven't been consistent. I have dropped the ball a few times, and I teach what I need to learn most often, but it's been a real privilege, and one that I plan to continue as long as my heart feels called to do it. So who knows where the next 12 months is going to take us? But I do know this. I'm going to be somewhere. Here, there, wherever. It's really irrelevant. What does matter is that I stay true to myself. I speak from my heart. I love and respect myself. And when I've got those things down pat, the rest has to fall into place. It just has to. So thank you once again. Until next time. Oh my God, I have to share with you. I just recorded an interview with my good friend Jules Galloway, and it's big. She has one hell of a story that I have been trying to convince her to tell, and she hasn't yet until next week. And it's amazing. It's a long interview, but I'm so honored that she opened up to me and to you guys. So you stay tuned for that because it's going to be big. Okay, thank you so much. Love you guys. Love to hear from you as always. Join the Shop Speak Up group. I've got a 4-week program coming up, which is going to be doing exactly that, helping you connect to your voice so that you can just find your voice and then follow that voice. Yeah, so Facebook, Shop Speak Up. I'm going to stop talking now and have a fantastic weekend. Peace out.